Hey. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Well, let me cut across the field and let you know. I know everybody was excited for us to have the continuation from my initial interview with Coach Sabrina. Well, our schedules got a little willy-nilly, and we actually pushed it out. But have no fear, in 2 weeks, on April the 9th, you will hear the conclusion of the matter, or so we think is going to be the conclusion of the matter. Who knows? It may go another week or two with different guests chiming in. However, it is going to be phenomenal. Can we say phenomenal? Yes, fantabulistically phenomenal. Why? Because I'm just believing, yeah, for a continuation. Not even just for on the ninth, I'm continuing it, thank you, all the way through April. How about that? And we're gonna bring some men into that equation as well, because life has happened to both women and men, young and old alike. So we want to get naked, get raw, and straight to the point of the matter, come to the conclusion of the matter, help someone help others, or help someone help themselves. Whatever the case may be, however it might go, we want to be able to be that voice, or be that cheerleader, or be that inner voice that's saying, you know what, you can do this. You know what, you need to let this go. You know what, you are healed from this. You know what, you don't have to hold yourself accountable in bondage for this anymore, because this Egyptian has already been gone. This Egyptian was already done with. This Egyptian was already killed. The eulogy was given, and it's dust to dust and ashes to ashes. But for whatever reason, someone has been in your ear continuously saying, it's still alive. It's still active. You know it's your fault. You know you did it. So now what they've said has now taken root. It's been planted. It's been watered. It's been cultivated. Weed and feed and all these other things over the course of years. So now it's growing. It's growing. And it has vines, and it has twisted around some things, and got your mind all messed up, got your emotions all messed up. You can't love, you can't forgive. You feel like you're not successful. And even when you are successful, and although you say you're forgiven, let's flip the script. Now you've gotten so consumed in yourself that you think more highly of yourself than you should. And as a result of that, you've ostracized everybody. So this thing is gonna go in so many different directions, because we're going to talk up close and personal. We're going to expose some things. We're going to kill some things. We're going to eliminate some things. And in the process, it's going to eliminate some people, places, and things in the natural, in your life, in our life even, that still needs to be done away with, because they're like albatross. They're boulders, they're moats in our eyes, and you know, they're cobwebs and all kind of stuff all rolled up into one. But it's okay. It's gonna be okay. In fact, it's already okay. Why? Because you're gonna be able to talk about it. And just like a couple of weeks ago with my anonymous guest, which was actually Dr. Mary Jo, and like she said, everybody already knew who she was, because her voice is very distinctive. And as I was sharing, when I approached her about us talking, that's Tell Somebody episode for those that wanna go back and listen. When I approached her, she was like, no, I can't do it. Because I had been talking to her about this for months. You need to write it down. You need to let people know. You need to begin your final stage of healing. And she said, I'm good. I said, if you're good, you can talk about it. Well, I'm good, but I don't know. I said, what? You don't know. I don't know how people are going to think. I don't know what people think going to think about me. I don't know how people are going to feel. I said, well, let me help you with something. And this is just me personally, Natalie. If you can save somebody's life, does it matter what somebody else thinks or feel or have to say about it? If you can help bring someone through to the other side to where they can begin to love themselves and they can begin their healing, does it matter what somebody else has to say or think about it? If by you opening up and sharing, people can see that although you say sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, you know, all of that other good stuff, but they see that you still endured some hardness and some hardships and some pain and some suffering, that some things didn't even heal until you were an adult. Do you think that that could help somebody get over the stigma that you have to be ready and right before you come to God, or you got to be ready and right before you can do this, and you got to be ready and right and everything has to be in place before you can do that? Or is it that you're worrying about what people are going to say about you? Well, I guess you could say I blindsided her, but not really. I just told her one day, okay, we're getting ready to go live. And we started talking. And when we started talking, this woman opened up like diarrhea of the mouth. And she was like, that wasn't hard at all. Absolutely. And we recorded the first one, and we thought it was okay. And when we did the replay, it was all jacked up. But it was meant to be that way because she found within herself her voice. So when we came back and we came live, it was easy for her to talk then because she realized she had been holding herself captive. So I said all of that to say, don't worry about it. We're going to be back on the 9th of April, which is 2 weeks from now. We're going to be back on the 9th of April to get this thing started, to get it going, to do what it do. And I'm just believing that there are people globally that are going to hear this conversation, and it's going to be a blessing to them. But in the meantime, today, ever so often, I take a chapter from one of my books, either my first book, And Now I Live, or my second book, which is The Inner Me Looking Back at Me. So today I'm going to take a chapter, it's chapter number 9, in fact, out of The Inner Me Looking Back at Me, and I want to talk about it a little bit. But before I get started, we're going to take a break and give way for one of our sponsors. Why, you say? Because everything that we do, everything that I do is a part of a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit tax deductible organization. We don't discriminate. We don't hold any biases or look sideways at it from anyone based upon their economic status, education status, sexual preference, religious beliefs, whatever the case may be. We welcome everyone because everyone has a voice, everyone has an opinion. And so we're human beings. There are not multiple races of people, it's one race of people. We just come from different ethnicities. And with all of that being said, to allow us to continue what we're doing, it costs. So we have, and we offer sponsorship where people can sponsor our show, our live, our outreach. whatever capacity or whatever lane you would like to. And we welcome that. We actually welcome those that just want to be a blessing and want to help us to be able to continue feeding those and housing those and giving counsel and giving aid to those nationwide. So you have several options that you can help. So that's why we're going to take a station identification break and give way to one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. All righty then, we are back. And like I said, I'm going to be reading chapter 9 from my second book, The Inner Me Looking Back at Me. And of course, all of the materials are offered at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, on any online platform that you may find your books, as well as you can go directly to the website, drnchasett.com, and you can purchase directly from the website, and all of those proceeds will go to OpFaith, which is Operation Faith Transition Transportation and Redevelopment Program, which is one of my babies, Heartbeats. We support veterans and non-veterans, offenders and ex-offenders, homeless, abused, sex trafficking, those that were caught up in sex trafficking, teens aging out of foster care, single parents, and families abroad. So, chapter 9. The title of the chapter is Soundproofing. And yeah, I like to paint pictures. So here we go. My Lord, girl, can you hear yourself? You need to take your own medicine. And that I did. I prayed the same prayer, but this time something was different. Nathalie was required to shut out every distraction, including myself and my thoughts. Okay, God, it's all in or none. I'm very much aware when I hear your voice, I am trying to speak my thoughts over you. So many opportunities have passed by. So many open doors that I've allowed to be shut, listening to the opinions of others. Father, please forgive me for not obeying your instructions. Thank you, Father, for being merciful and patient with me. I stand before you, God, under an open heaven with outstretched hands in total surrender to you. Empty me, Father, of everything that displeases you. Empty me. Cut away everything, every person, every place that has or will cause me to stumble or even fall. I give it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Every so often, there's a need to get off into the emergency embankment and send up some intentional worship and prayer. That kind when you hear nothing that's going on or see anything, a posture of prayer that drains everything out of you, yet fills you to overflow. That place when you feel that he is not listening, but you're going in and being like Jacob, you are willing to wrestle with the angel and say, I'm not letting go until you bless me. Well, in fact, it says it was God himself. Those times where you will go to sleep are those times that you will go so deep, you can feel the earth move. All your senses are on high alert and you are locked and loaded. Soundproof the atmosphere. It needs to be clear to everyone that this is not the time for them to say or do anything that would break that connection. Even typing this, I've had to clap my hands and stomp my feet a few times. As simple as this is, it's so hard for people to do. Namaste, the Hindu greeting. For Americans, it's done in the manner of us putting our hands together for prayer, the posture of prayer. The soundproof room. Are you saying that God is not speaking? Or are you just not listening to the soundproof room? The vibration will either let God in or will keep him out of the soundproof room, your inner me. I had a meeting with my local covering apostle and prophet last night. All I can say, when Holy Spirit directs you to go, submit and connect, obey and go. Organizational instructions and clarity are in place and in agreement. It was the most relaxed meeting I've ever had. The Father is pleased. Now, let me let you know, this was back, I believe, in 2017 when this took place. Although I'm older than both of them, holds no weight. Both of them operate with such governmental authority and kingdom, not dogmatic or manipulative. Upon meeting them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, the ministry, family, everything required a total makeover. The Father sent me into my Psalm 91 place at Harvest, and the Apostle and Prophet are Apostle and Prophet Dave and Jennifer Reagan Jr. And I allowed him to place me back onto the potter's wheel, still standing on the words spoken to me from our first meeting 3 years ago. You've been in bondage for so long that you don't know when you're free. Well, freedom looks and feels good from the inside out. Yes, I stay very close to that soundproof place. It has become a very peaceful place. Even when it is received, isn't always comfortable, but it is necessary. There is a soundproof room within a room. Never be rude or disrespectful. It's a learned behavior. You can be fully engaged in conversation, yet still in the soundproof room. You are attentive to everyone and everything, but still able to hear clearly God's voice in the midst. I'm engaged while my hands are in a praying position, going in while conversing, crying, laughing, whatever, however, not being invisible, just within a soundproof space, within a space with the Father. Man should always pray. Pray without ceasing. Soundproof. Now, put a pin right there. You say, how can you be in a soundproof room? How can you do all of that when you're in the midst of people? I don't know about you, but my mama taught me this a long time ago when I was a little girl. I can be talking to her and she's looking at TV or she reading a newspaper or whatever. And I know she hear me. And I know some of y'all can relate to this. I know for a fact Pauline heard me, but she totally closed the door. She heard absolutely. She heard me, but she didn't hear me. She shut me out. Because she was fully engaged in what she was doing. Any of us that are parents are around children a lot. We know how to close out outside sounds. We can hear everything but hear nothing. Meaning we can hear everything that's going on around us, but we're still tuned in to what we're doing. That tunnel vision is still going on. So that's basically what it is. Being in the eye of the storm, although the storm is going on around you. Being at a football game or some type of activity or what have you. And all this stuff is going on around you, but your child is with you and your child is not physically there, but you hear your child calling you. Out of all those other voices, you could hear that. You could hear your child calling you out of everyone. So that's basically what it boils down to where you can be in a posture of conversating with someone else, but you're still praying at the same time. Or you can be, let's go to those that, like I said, don't have a relationship with God or have a relationship with whoever their higher being is. You know that you needed to consult the Father, or you know that you're in between a rock and a hard place. So while you're standing in front of these people, you're still seeking help from a higher source. Well, my source is Jesus. Your source, I don't know who it might be, what it might be, but my source is Jesus. So, you know, in the process of doing something, I need to take a test. I'm having to go to court. I'm having to go to the doctor, and I'm hearing what everybody is saying, but I'm seeking something and I'm believing that the report that I need and I want is going to be done. So I'm having that inner conversation within a conversation. Okay. So it continues with this. And some of you may have heard me talk about it, but I'm going to go in a little more detail with it. Looking in the face of the abuser, I remember being at the courthouse with my husband and running into one of the guys that raped me. It was called the Georgia Train. That's in the first book. Seven guys, it was me. He walked up to me and said, "Don't I know you?" My response, "Yes, it's been a long time." "Well, I'm down here having to take care of a case," he said. "Yeah, my husband and I are here regarding his son." He starts to say, "God is sure enough good." And my reply was, "Yes, he is." He said, "It was good to see you." I said, "Same here." Then I turned to Terrence and said, "Remember when I told you about the seven guys that pulled the Georgia Train on me when I was in junior high school?" He says, "Yes." "Well, he was one of them." Then he stopped and said, "I'm glad I didn't know that beforehand." I said, "Well, you know, so we go handle our business and come back to the cafe. Who walks in?" "He does." I said to myself, "Watch, he comes over to our table." And he did. He asked if he could join us. I said, "Sure." And we just began to talk about how good God has been over the years, how he delivered us from things, and how we knew it was nobody but him. Then he leaves. Terrence turns to me and says, "How the hell did you let him sit here with us?" This came along with several other colorful words. Easy, I hold no grudges. I've been delivered, healed, and free. Terrence says in disbelief, "There is no way in hell I could do that. That's something that can't be forgiven." My response was, "That's the difference between the two of us. When you allow God to be in control of your life, you take on Jesus's characteristics. My life lived before, and my husband must be witnessed in word and deed." Action. I'm gonna read that again. When you allow God to be in control of your life, you take on Jesus's characteristics. My life lived before, and my husband must be witnessed in word and in deed. Action. Food for thought. To those who are married, single, with or without children, this applies to the saved and unsaved, regardless of your faith or lack thereof. Your life is on a big screen for someone somewhere. What life movie are you displaying? Toxicity inside, hostility, guilt, unforgiveness will lead you to an early grave, physically, mentally, or both. When you look at yourself in the mirror or intentionally, you'll never see the person you can be. The reflection will only be the person you've allowed yourself to become. This is only another point of repossessing your power. Yeah, sometimes you must reclaim your power from yourself. It's called accountability. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Letting go of both the wrong and the resentment. Matthew 6:12 from the Amplified Version. And then I close the chapter with this. Safe in His Arms by Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers from 1986. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass, and He leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, and He helps me to do what honors Him the most. That's why I'm safe, safe in His arms. When the storm of life is raging and the billows roll, so glad He shall hide me, safe in His arms. So glad He shall hide me, safe in His arms. And that's chapter 9 of The Enemy Looking Back at Me. Again, all of my materials are available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Books a Million and wherever books are sold online, as well as I said at the beginning, you can purchase them and all the proceeds will go to Faith Operation, Faith Transition and Transportation and Redevelopment Program at drnchasett.com. I shared that particular chapter because I was going through the different chapters and saying, okay, which one? And that one just stood out at me. And my husband and I are like night and day. It is what it is. I could allow his lifestyle to draw me. I can allow my lifestyle to draw him. There are some things that took place in his life, and I can't speak for him. I can only share what I know. There are some things that took place in his life long before I met him. But when I met him, he appeared to be in a good place, in a better place. Went to church, did all the right things, said all the right things, knew how to present himself in all the right ways. And somewhere along the line, he got tired of doing all the right things. When I say all the right things pertaining to God. But it wasn't about him. It was about me. Was I going to allow, and this was even after we got married, was I going to allow his walk or his not walking with God to deter me? Was I going to allow what he did or what he didn't do to distract me from where I'm going and the assignment that's been placed on me? Absolutely not. Because if I didn't allow, thank you, Lord, if I didn't allow the trials and the tribulations and the things that took place with me, to me, and because of me in some cases, from childhood to adulthood to stop me then, why would I let it stop me now? That's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And I say that to you. There are some things that you may have caused yourself. There are some things that took place with you that you had no control over. Whichever it was, however it was, whenever it was, and by whomever it was, please forgive yourself quickly. Forgive those quickly. Come face to face with it. And sometimes you may not come face to face with it immediately. And some people might want you to, but you can't because it might not be time to. It may not be the proper time to. It may be over a period of time. However it's going to be done, just let it take place. Your soundproofing, you have to soundproof your mind. Because there's so many different voices that you could hear all at one time. You know, there are so many different voices and so many different opinions you can begin to rehearse over and over and over again till you will utterly confuse yourself. Forget about others confusing you. You can confuse yourself because you've allowed so many voices to feed into you, so many voices to speak into you. When you only needed one. And sometimes that one voice may be your own voice. Because there are times that we can actually sit back and evaluate some things ourselves and answer our own questions. For those of you that profess to be Christians, Christ-like, you know, being like the anointed of the anointed one, him being in you and you being in him, and you having a relationship and being in right relationship with him and right posture with him, the Father. There are different ways that we have to handle things. Yes, we have to acknowledge God, but there are some things that it's just common sense. And I know some people don't even have common sense. I get that. But even with that, there are some things that if we would be like children and use that childlike faith, that it doesn't even take a split second for us to know what to do or how to do it, what to say, when to say it, where to go, how to go. Like split second decision, boom. It's when those split second decisions come and then we want to analyze it and you know, multiply, divide it and all of this and just mess it all up. And then there are times that we need to stop, settle ourselves. So the noise outside and the noise inside will stop so we can hear. So enough of all of that. There you go. The soundproofing, the soundproof room, the soundproofing of our mind, our thinker, feeler, our chooser, so that we can hear clearly, so we can see clearly, so we can move precisely. Hope that helps someone. Now, on the flip note, on a second note, on another note, if you are interested in being a guest on Let's Talk Up Close and Personal, be it the podcast or the live show, get in touch with me. Do get in touch with me. You may be in the States or you may be international. Get in touch with me. We want to have the conversation with you. We want to be able to hear what it is that's going on in your world. We want to be able to hear some of the things that you're doing in your community, in your state, in your country, how you're doing it. If you're in need of help while you're doing it, you know, we want to give you an ability to have a voice in our world. You know, like I said, Let's Talk Up Close and Personal world. And this covers several different areas. So I'm just saying, if you're interested, if you want to, just go to Dr. It's DrNChaseT for Dr. N. Chase Thompson, DrNChaseT.com, and get in touch with me. My team would be more than happy to set up a time for us to talk, for us to get this thing done. Sponsors, supporters, we welcome you all. Yes, we do. We welcome you all, one and all. We welcome you because some things may be a little tedious at times. The pandemic is a real thing, whether people still want to believe it or not. COVID-19 is real. Heart disease is real. You know, lupus is real. Peace is real. Joy is real. Success is real. All of these things are still real, and all of these things are still happening as we know it. But one thing that we want to do is be a blessing to as many as we possibly can. And how do we do that? By the listeners, by the supporters that support us financially, in prayer, and encouragement. We thank you all. We thank you all for everything that you do. So I'm gonna get off of that because I will keep going. But seriously, decided it just in the midst of this broadcast, this podcast, this time of sharing with you, we're going to dedicate the month of April to exposure, real talk exposure, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent, success and failures, hurdles and victories, pitfalls and mountaintops. So tune in. We look forward to sharing with you. We look forward to meeting you right where you are. Share the broadcast, share the podcast, share your experience. And we want you to share your feedback. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to see your comments. Leave us a message. Let us hear what you have to say. Give us some ideas. Give us some pros and cons. We want to be the best that we can be to help as many as we possibly can. So this is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and this is Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. See you next Friday. Be cool. Be easy. Be well.